USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump with a warning to Iran about stockpiling enriched uranium. He was asked by reporters at the White House yesterday whether he had any message to the Iranian leaders about that.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
Iran having confirmed yesterday it has stockpiled more enriched uranium than was allowed in a 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump says he will put the U.S. military on full display during July 4th celebrations, including even tanks along the National Mall.
Got to be pretty careful with the tanks because the roads have a tendency not to like to carry heavy tanks, so we have to put them in certain areas.
Meanwhile, the feds are warning Americans about possible domestic terrorism incidents over the 4th of July holiday. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump confirming that his administration is, in his words, looking at possibly delaying the 2020 census after the Supreme Court recently blocked the administration from adding a question about citizenship status on the decennial survey. The president telling reporters,
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal. I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection investigating what it's referring to as disturbing social media activity on a Facebook group that might include a number of Border Patrol employees. A ProPublica report issued yesterday saying the group has about 9,500 members who have joked about migrant deaths and have made crude comments and posts about Latino members of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A couple of the Democratic presidential candidates now getting the attention of some big donors. After last week's debates, California Senator Kamala Harris reportedly raised more than $2 million in the 24 hours after Thursday night's debate in Miami when she was on stage. Meantime, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says his campaign raised $24.8 million in the second quarter of this year. Jury deliberations are to continue today in the trial against a Navy SEAL accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter in Iraq, as well as firing on civilians. Closing arguments were delivered yesterday in the war crimes trial of Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher. Prosecutors summing up their case against Gallagher, highlighting text messages he reportedly sent to fellow SEALs in which he seemingly admitted to stabbing to death a wounded ISIS fighter. That's despite the fact that a fellow SEAL had come forward during testimony last week and claimed he actually killed that ISIS fighter. And Nike is nixing shoes with an early American flag design after former NFL player Colin Kaepernick complained. The former 49ers quarterback telling Nike he and others consider the Betsy Ross flag offensive as it was flown at a time when slavery was common in a number of states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.